happy 4th of July. We're celebrating our freedom. Hallelujah. Woo. Wow. Glory to God. You know, I wore my Holy Spirit shirt this morning. Oh, my goodness. As I was getting dressed, you know, God was speaking to me about Joseph's coat of many colors. Yeah, Joseph. And, you know, Joseph's coat of many colors represent his favor. His favor before his father. His father bestowed upon him that coat of many colors, and it represents just how favored you are of the Lord, you know. Favored of the Lord, highly favored. And think of the rainbow that God released to Noah, that they would never be under a curse again. Hallelujah. Woo-hoo-hoo. Glory to God. I'm telling you, freedom. Freedom from the curse of the law. I'm here to give you the good news this morning. Amen? And I want to give it to you right up front. Right up front, in case you got to go or something. You know, in case you got to leave, you can't stay to the end. I mean, it's been long for some of you already. You know what I mean? But we're moving in the Spirit, you know. I mean, I was thinking there was one point there that I wasn't going to even preach at all. We were just going to, like, you know, just move in the Spirit the whole time. You know, we're going to do that, folks. You know, and you know what it takes? It takes me to allow that to happen. It takes Sandy to allow that to happen, because we prepare messages, you know. And then the Holy Spirit, we say, have your way, Holy Spirit, you know. And then that means we're not going to preach. Yikes. You know? But it's better. It's better when the Spirit of God freely moves and people get set free and healed, you know, and delivered. And we got the team to do it. We got the team that knows how to do it. I kind of thought it was almost going to be this morning, didn't you? But we got a month. We got a month in the Spirit. We got a lifetime in the Spirit, really, you know. But this month, we're going to focus on life in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, we all know about life in the flesh, don't we? Yeah. Oh, my aching back. You know what I mean? Woo. I mean, my flesh is screaming at me all the time. How about yours? Is it? I'm so tired. Oh, I'm so tired. You know, my kids are more tired than me, and they're younger. You know what I mean? They're always tired. My kids are always tired, you know. But, I mean, we live in this body, but we have life in the Spirit. Glory to God. We have life in the Spirit. Turn to Galatians. Here's the good news. Whew, glory to God. I'm so, thank you. Thank you, worship team, for just that song. Where'd you, is that a new one? 1 week old. Wow. That is so good. All-consuming fire. Whew. Wow. Wow. Galatians 3. Are you ready for some good news? Yeah. Hallelujah. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Hallelujah. Woo! Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hung on a tree. Who hung on the tree? Jesus! He took the curse for us. I mean, if you want to read the curses, they're all in Deuteronomy. And he took the curse for us. That's why we celebrate the cross. That's why we celebrate the cross. He took the curse for us. That is the good news. The curse of the law. That what? The blessings. Didn't Sandy talk about it this morning? Double blessing. Didn't you talk about double blessing in the face of all your mistakes and all the times you blew it? Double blessing. You're still blessed. You're blessed. You're still blessed. That the blessings of Abraham might be upon the Gentiles. How many Gentiles do we have here this morning? Amen. Amen. The rest of you are Jewish. Okay. That the Gentiles may receive the blessings of the Father. This came upon Abraham even before there were 10 commandments. Amen? That the blessings of Abraham may be upon the Gentiles, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. the promise of the Spirit, a Spirit-filled life, a life in the Spirit. God wants us to live above and beyond our circumstances, our situations, through the Spirit. He wants to bless us in spite of all that's going on around us. He wants to pour out a blessing that we cannot contain. He wants you to be blessed more than you can imagine. He wants to bless you more than you want to be blessed. He did everything in His power to get the blessings to you, that the blessings of Abraham might be upon His people. The blessings. The blessings. And He prophesies of it. After Abraham, I'm just going to read it to you this morning, and I didn't write it, but I didn't write it into the notes because I just read it this morning as I was getting ready for this. When I got up in Isaiah 32:15, if you have a Bible, you can go there. But Isaiah 32:15 says, hold on, I'm getting there. Isaiah 32:15, until the Spirit is poured out upon us from on high. Pour it out, Lord. The Spirit is poured out. This is a prophetic word before the day of Pentecost. That the Spirit, until the Spirit is poured upon us from high, that the wilderness becomes a fruitful field. Blessing. Blessing. I mean, my life was a wilderness, okay? It was a wilderness journey. Oh, and I meet all kinds of people who are on journeys. You know, they're on journeys, and I want to get them through the wilderness, the dry places, the difficult places, but it's their journey. It's their journey, and I can just be a witness before them that I've come through. See, I told Judy this morning, I'm going to make a fool of myself. Oh, I want to be the witness. I want to be the witness of God's freedom, God's joy, God's love. I want to be the witness. You know, the rainbow is a witness of that, okay? But I want to be that witness that I have a Spirit-filled life. A Spirit-filled life. It says, and the work of righteousness will be peace. Real peace. As you might know, I was in the peace movement. Really? You know, but I'm talking about a genuine peace. I'm talking about genuine peace. There is a false peace. There is a false peace. But I have a genuine peace in the midst of turmoil and trouble. You know, I was raised in the 60s, the wonderful 60s. Oh, my goodness. You know, we did all we could do to get peace. Peace, man. You know, peace, love. You know, I mean, but there was no peace. You know, I went all the way to Arkansas to live on back to the land, you know, with about, 40 or 50 other people, carved out a piece on 80 acres up in the Ozarks. You know what I mean? I lasted 2 weeks. There was no beer. It's a dry county. You know what I mean? And no one lasted. Everyone left. There was no peace. You know, I went to Europe. I traveled Europe in a VW van for a year looking for peace. Looking for peace in all the wrong places. And here it was, right here. Right here. Right in my heart. You know, right there. That's what He is, our peace, who has made both one and broken down the middle wall of separation between us. He is our peace. There is no barriers between us and God, only the ones we create in our own mind. Not good enough. That word this morning for someone, they're thinking, I'm not good enough. I'm a mistake. No, you're intentional. You're intentional. Your life is intentional. I was born to be here in this hour at this time. Even though I don't get what's going on. I don't get it. You get it? I don't understand it. I don't understand the laws. I don't understand the change of the laws. I don't understand any of the change. And God said, that's none of your business. That's because I was complaining to Him about it one time. You know, I said, I don't get it, God. I just don't get that. He says, none of your business. He says, I put you in the love business. Oh, man. But He is pouring out enough grace for me to love people who are unlovable and who I don't understand. Wow. I can feel it. I can feel it. I am loving people who I don't get, who I don't understand, who are doing things. But that love of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, until the Holy Spirit is poured out. You know, that then he says, justice will dwell in the wilderness, in my heart. The just judge dwells in my heart. The righteousness remain in a fruitful field. The work of righteousness is peace. And the effect of righteousness upon my life is quietness and assurance forever. I am fully persuaded, folks. I am here to tell you, I am fully persuaded that this is the way to live. That this is it. This is the place. And here's the scripture that really I got my house with when I was looking for a home. It says, my people will dwell in peaceable habitations, in sure dwelling places, in quiet resting places. That's his promise. This is the promise of the Spirit. Take any portion of this and put it on your refrigerator. You know, my people, in the midst of turmoil, in the midst of confusion, in the midst of this hour that you are born to be in, will dwell in peace. You could be at peace with your neighbor. You could be at peace with those around you. You could be at peace with your boss. My people shall dwell in peaceable habitations, in sure dwelling places, in quiet resting places, though the hail comes down. Hail! Any hail coming down around you? You know what I mean? I mean, hail, turmoil, trouble, though the hail come down on the forest. You know what the hail does to the forest? It just tears it up. You ever seen the hail come down when the leaves are out? It just tears it up. Although it looks like things are being torn up, it says, and the city is brought low in humiliation. Blessed are you. Blessed are you. Blessed are you, Kevin. Blessed are you. Blessed are you. This is the promise of the Spirit. This is the promise of a Spirit-filled life. Blessed are you who sow beside all waters. Troubled waters, turmoil waters. Just keep sowing. Just keep sowing love. Just keep sowing love and grace and mercy. Just keep sowing. Just keep sowing. Who send out freely the feet of the ox and the donkey. I have no idea what that means. But anybody got a donkey in here? You know, I mean, this is, to go back to Galatians. Nobody left yet. Okay. Because we want to ask a question. Over to Galatians chapter 3, verse 5. We're going to ask a question. Now, questions are keys to opening doors. Okay? That's why kids ask so many of them. You know? I mean, we had 7 kids. We have 7 kids. We don't have them anymore. They're all over the place. I mean, but we had them contained at one time. And they always were asking questions. You know, by the end of the night, stop asking questions. You know, poor Judy, all these questions, you know. But questions are keys that unlock blessings. They unlock blessings. I think the most part of prayer should be questions. God, you know, I mean, when I talk to God, why, you know, why this, you know, why that, you know, it says they are stepping stones to revelation, to an understanding, stepping stone to understanding, and I need a greater revelation. I need a greater revelation of His love, and I'm receiving it because I'm asking questions. Greater revelation. Greater revelation. It says, a good question, and are there doorways to discovery? A good question can take you places and free your mind. Free your mind from unhealthy mindsets, okay? And put you on a path to wholeness and abundant life. Whew. And here's the question. Therefore, he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? The miracles that we so desperately want, that we so desperately need, that He is pouring out and providing. How do we get them? By obeying the law? No. It's not by obeying the law. I mean, Sandy said it this morning in her opening scripture. Even though we make mistakes and blow it, He still wants to bless us. That's our Father. See, we have mindsets sometimes based on past experiences with religion, and with even society, that if we make a mistake, we're going to be punished severely. I mean, and we live in shame and regret, and we never come to the Father again. We walk away. I know so many people like that. You know, but what the miracles that we want, do they come through works of the law? I mean, in a performance-driven society, it almost seems like the more we do, the more we'll be blessed. It's not the kingdom. It's not the kingdom. The more we pay, the more we'll be blessed. The more we give, the more we'll be blessed. I'm telling you, God just, the blessing, is it by the law or by the Spirit? You know, I was recently at a meeting of our community. I'm on the board there of the community, and there's all these people who have back assessments that they owe, okay? Because we have a lake assessment, because we have a lake. And you know, some of them, people haven't paid since 2010. You know what I mean? And they have this huge tab, you know, where they haven't paid. And somebody gets up there and says, "We're going to get tough." You know? "We're going to get tough." You ever do that? "We're going to get tough." You know what I mean? You know, "We're going to get tough. We're taking them to court." Yeah, yeah. You know? So I said, you know, raised my hand. I said, "I have an idea. If they'll pay this year, let's forgive all the past." "Oh, crucify him, crucify him." Whew. I thought they were going to stone me out of the place. Honestly, goodness. They don't understand the kingdom principles of forgiveness. See, they don't understand the blessings in forgiving one another, in forgiving the past. Oh, I just believe it would work, and they're not willing to try it. "Nobody does that." I said, "You're forgiven." I didn't say that, you know, but in my mind, you know how forgiven you are, because I know how forgiven I am. I don't get what I deserve. Yeah, we should get tough, but getting tough don't work. It just does not work, because love never fails. Love never fails. And that's life in the Spirit. That's how we live in the Spirit. And I don't choose life all the time. You know what? I don't choose life all the time. But when I do, I'm blessed. And when I don't, I know it. I feel the condemnation. I feel it. You know, when I choose, how many know that? You know? So what do? Just hit delete and you move on. And I'm gonna be more gracious the next time. It says, therefore, we read that, just as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. The word there is accounted or imputed. Imputed to him for righteousness through faith. Just through faith. Not through works, but through faith. Therefore, know that those who are faith are the sons of Abraham. Father Abraham had many sons, and many sons had Father Abraham. And I am one of them. You know, I am one of them. I am blessed because of God's relationship and covenant with Abraham. I am blessed. I am blessed. My children are blessed. Oh, it has changed my whole prayer focus. For you, for my children. You know? I mean, it changes everything. Therefore, know that only those who are faith are the sons of God, and the Scriptures, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles. How many Gentiles have we here? Oh, God's willingness to bring righteousness, justification, holiness, and blessing to you from way back there. I mean, that's omnipresent, omnipotent God who sees the end from the beginning, who knows us. He says, by faith, preach the good news to Abraham. Hallelujah. Woo, just like we're preaching this morning. The good news. Blessing, blessing, blessing. Blessing. Just blessing. Oh man, just go around blessing people. Blessing, blessing, blessing instead of cursing. We're free from the curse. And we want to see others free from the curse. That the blessings of Abraham, the blessings would justify by the faith, preach the gospel to Abraham, saying, in all the nations, in you, all the nations shall be blessed. Wow. That's huge. He looked in the heavens. Did you see the stars? I want to bring blessing to the universe. When you look into the heaven, think of God's heart for the universe. That language, that universal language that's being spoken, the heavenly language. The heavenly language are the stars, the moon, the earth, the sun coming up every morning. Say, I want to bless you. I want to forgive you. Oh, new mercy every morning. New mercy every morning. I mean, how many pictures of sunsets did I get this week from people who are out on the lake and that, and they go, oh, how beautiful. It's a universal language saying, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. And he wrote it in the heavens. He wrote it in the heavens, a rainbow for Noah. I love you. Oh, it's love. How do you feel the love? Gosh, I'm getting to feel the love. Oh, just give it away. Oh, just give it away. Give it away. Oh, I'm still in that love thing, you know? But it's the genuine love thing. The genuine peace love thing, not the counterfeit. It's the genuine. There's a genuine love that we experience in the body. And then those who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham. Blessed. How many are believing this morning? How many are in faith? I mean, we've been praying for days. Sandy's been having prayer meetings. We're in faith for more blessing. Not judgment. Not judgment. Not turn or burn. Not the end is near. You know, for blessing. Bless America. God bless America. Blessing. Blessing. That's our prayer. That's the prayer. That's the good news. Free to bless. Go over to Romans. I think we have to go to Romans 4:16. Romans 4:16. Romans 4:16. Oh my gosh. Romans 4:16. Therefore, it is of faith that we might be according to grace, that the promises might be sure to all. Absolute assurity. Through grace, through faith, not through works. Are you absolutely sure? I mean, because, you know, people can drag you back into works. You're not doing enough. You got to do more. Come on. Got to be better. You know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, people could drag you back in that place. But are you sure it's according to grace through faith? Not only to those that are of the law. He wants it for Israel. He says, but also to those that are of faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. He started this faith movement, not Kenneth Hagin. Some people don't get that because we came up in the faith movement with Kenneth Hagin, you know, faith, word of faith. It was Abraham. It goes farther back than any of us. Back before the law. Back before the law. As is written, I have made you the father of many nations. In the presence of him whom he believed, God who gives life to the dead. Yeah. Ho! Lazarus, come forth! Life to the dead. Oh man, talk about the walking dead. That is a prophetic picture of the world in this hour, you know? Devouring one another. Oh my gosh. I mean, God uses the media to show us a picture, okay? And this whole walking dead thing, this whole fascination with walking dead is a prophetic picture of life without God. I mean, it just is. It's life not in the spirit. Dead. It says, and not being, okay, who contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that becoming the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall your descendants be. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body, Doug. I mean, we're at that age where, I mean, that body is always screaming out, isn't it? Oh my gosh. Not concerning his own body, already dead since he was about 100 years old. You know, he's getting to be my age. And the deadness of Sarah's womb. Whew. What'd he do? He called those things that be not, that did not exist as though they were. Whew. He called those things that be not life. Let there be life. Let there be life where there's death. That's what we're doing to America. See, we see death. It, the news media brings it to us every day all around us, but we're speaking life. The body of Christ is speaking life, more grace, more peace, more light, more light, more light, more life. That's what we're doing. We're calling those things that be not as though they were. We did it this morning as we prayed over people who were having infirmities. We called those things that be not as though they were. Life, 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 life. Healing, healing, healing. Healing. That's what He's instructed us to do. That's life in the Spirit. That's life in the Spirit. Oh, that's where I want to live, don't you? Oh man, that's the most exciting place to live. The exciting place to live. He did not waver. Wow. At the promises of God through unbelief. But here it is. He was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. That's worship. There it is. Just like we did this morning. Walked in here in every kind of condition, every kind of problem. We've had people walk in here who have lost their homes, lost their children, lost their jobs, lost everything. And they have come in here and they have stood up and they have worshiped God. And it has changed their life. Oh, I want it for everybody. I want it for all those that are out there on a journey trying to find peace and happiness and joy. I want it for everybody. Because it's changed my life. It's changed my life totally. For now it is written. Okay, then it says, and being fully convinced that, here's the scripture that I've been meditating on, and being fully convinced, fully persuaded, fully convinced. I am fully persuaded. If we had a church that was fully persuaded, we would see the signs and miracles and wonders. A church that was fully convinced that He had promised, what He had promised, He was able to perform. I am fully persuaded. You know, I remind myself, I am fully persuaded. When something comes up in a negative way, you know what I mean? Like it always does, negative stuff. I said, I am fully persuaded. I am fully convinced. I have to do self-talk, don't you? Self-talk. I am fully persuaded. My kids are going to serve the Lord. You know what I mean? I am fully persuaded that nothing will separate them from the love of God, which is in Christ. I mean, it just creates a whole new positive prayer life for you. Whole new positive. God is able. God is able. God is able. I mean, if that's all you say, if you got to run around going, God is able. God is able. God is able. God is able. Put on your running shoes. God is able. God is able. God is able. God is able, Johnny. God is able. God is able. God is able. I've wanted to do this for so long. God is able. 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 That's a prayer. Whew. God is able to do above and beyond what we can even ask or think. The Word says that. God is able. I'm talking about on a universal scale. On a universal scale. Oh my goodness, God is able. He can change everything in an instant, in a twinkling of an eye. It says, now it is written, not for Abraham's sake alone, but for your sake. It was imputed. And the word imputed means credited. I don't care what your credit is like in the natural. You have credit in heaven. Amen. How many can say amen? He accredited righteousness to you. Imputed, ascribed, called up, put down. It is written, you are righteous. Wow. By faith. That's incredible. It is now written for His sake alone that it was imputed to Him, but also for us. Wow. Can you believe that? All for us. For us. It shall be imputed to us who believed in Him who raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead. The same Spirit that raised him from the dead shall dwell in you. The same spirit of righteousness, the same spirit of love, the same spirit of grace, the same spirit of life dwells in you. You're royalty, folks, I'm telling you. You're walking around with so much power, so much love, so much mercy, so much grace. Give it away. Just give it away. Just give it away. And I'm here to remind you. Therefore, now being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Whew, I'm at peace. I finally found it. I am at peace. Are you at peace this morning? We're going to end in 2 Corinthians 3. 2 Corinthians 3. I think. 2 Corinthians 3. 5. I hope. Not that we have sufficiency of ourselves to think anything as being from ourselves. I'm not a self-made man. I'm a God-made man. I mean, I was a... really, I'm just a loser, man, you know, in every area. I didn't have a clue. I didn't know where I was going. My journey, you know, it looked like a wilderness, you know. Not to think of sufficiency being anything from ourselves. Our sufficiency is of God. Whew, can you say that with me? My sufficiency is of God. Wow. Who has made us sufficient as ministers. I'm just the speaker. You're the ministers, okay? No, what do you do for a living? I'm a minister. You know what I mean? Oh, excuse me for swearing. Yeah. That's all right. I'm retired. I just let them off the hook. You know what I mean? Yeah. Oh, okay. Anyway, also has made us sufficient as ministers of what? The good news, the new covenant, not of the letter, not of the letter. Not the Ten Commandments, not of the letter, but of the Spirit of life, of the Spirit, for the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Whew. Call those things and be not as though they were. Come forth, Oak River. Come forth into your destiny. Come forth. I'm telling you, it totally changes who gave life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did, praying for those who you think are dead. Whew. How many people have a situation in their life? They think it's like, that's hopeless. That's dead. You know, people say that, you're dead to me. You know, I mean, they say that. Whew, that's not God, folks. That's not God. We need to have hope. Not only for every individual that we're around, we have to have hope, but we have hope for this nation. Whew. We have to have hope for this world. I mean, he is on a huge scale. On a huge scale. Hope makes not ashamed. I'm telling you, the Spirit gives life. We have to begin to see with the eye of faith. Then why pray? Why do we come here to pray? Because God loves us being intentional. When we do that, it's like my kids. When they come over to the house to see me, I love it. You know what I mean? When I spend time with Judy, she loves it. God loves it when you're intentional about coming together and praying, whether it's alone or with one another. He loves it. He loves the intention of our heart, and it just begins to change our heart. I want to just, as we end, I would just want to read a prayer that, and also prayer makes us aware. It really makes, as we pray, it makes us aware of the real reality, God's ability. What else prayer do? Prayer and worship just celebrates God's goodness. See, if we don't come out of a prayer meeting encouraged and blessed, then we're praying amiss. We're praying in the wrong way. I mean, here's a prayer out of Romans 4:21. It says, "And being fully convinced that he who had promised was also able to perform." I want you to think of some... A situation. Okay, close your eyes. Think of a situation. And I want you to take this prayer that He is able. I want you to be convinced that what He has promised, blessing, life, oh, it's good for people who are believing for healing, that He is able to perform. That He is able to perform. Lord, I want to be fully convinced of Your love, Your ability to do above and beyond what I can even ask or think. The promises of the Spirit to bring life in the face of death, healing in the place of sickness by Your Spirit. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful this morning to be here together to celebrate, to begin to celebrate in an intentional way Your life in the Holy Spirit, Lord. And Lord, for the rest of the month, we're believing for miracles. Signs and wonders, and miracles, testimonies of Your love, of Your outpouring in the midst of wilderness, of difficulties. We're believing You. We're believing You for these situations that the people even have in their minds this morning. The change will come in Your presence, as we sang. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.